Iraqi leaders have about 6 months to write and ratify the Constitution. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell announced that goal this week, adding that a withdrawal of the U.S.-led occupying force would likely happen in 2005. But as security concerns persist, there is no guarantee that a reconstituted Iraq can come together in that amount of time. Today in Baghdad, two rounds of explosives hit one of that city's most heavily guarded hotels. NPR's Emily Harris joins us from Baghdad. Emily, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And where was this attack? What happened?
This was an attack on the Al Rashid Hotel, which is a hotel where a lot of the staff working for the U.S. Provisional Authority here stays. It's in a really heavily guarded complex. You have to go through about four checkpoints to get into the hotel. And what happened is some kind of projectile was fired from a neighborhood outside of the hotel. One round hit the building between the 13th and 14th floors. One landed in the courtyard, and according to the U.S. military, two other rounds actually hit Iraqi homes, not in the compound, but in the area nearby. There were no reported injuries or deaths at this time, just some minor physical damage.
Any claim of responsibility or earmarks that would suggest it?
No claim of responsibility.